Hi, you're listening to KWMR Point Reyes Station. We're Dave and Howie Court from the San Geronimo Valley.
And we listen to KWMR because it is the ultimate community radio station.
Programming support for KWMR is provided by Marin Agricultural Land Trust, a member-supported nonprofit organization working to preserve Marin County farmland. On the web at malt.org. That's MALT.org.
Hey, family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcella Chapard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's good?
I cannot complain, my friend. Shout out right back at you, and massive belated birthday blessings to your partner.
Thank you.
So we've got a lot of movement to track this week. Another week of musical chairs on the charts, always keeping things interesting. And we'll see if the biggest leap of the week gives us a new number one to talk about, bass.
Now, wouldn't that be something? I mean, truly anything is possible. But this week we say hello to a group known as the Heavy Hitters and vocalist Lindsey Webster as they re-enter the survey. And then guitarist Dave Stryker is blessing us with his latest project as well. A lot of movement going on as we count them down from 10 to 1 for the week ending March 17th of 2023.
All right, getting right into it, man. You know, it's early in the year still, but I think our number 10 album this week is a contender for end of year best of honors. It comes to us from a group of guys that represent some of the best hard bop players in the music right now. And to have them together as a band on one record is especially refreshing. Pianist Mike LaDon and tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander co-lead a sextet that also features Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Vincent Herring on alto saxophone, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. Playing in the storied tradition of the Jazz Messengers, this collective swings through a set of all original tunes that give nods to bop legends like Horace Silver, Freddie Hubbard, and Cedar Walton. It's the Heavy Hitters with their self-titled release for the Cellar Music Group, re-entering the survey in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. it. It's music from the Heavy Hitters featuring Mike LaDon, Eric Alexander, Jeremy Pelt, Vincent Herring, Peter Washington, and Kenny Washington. Their latest self-titled effort for the Cellar Music Group is in at number 10 this week here on our survey. Bass?
OGD. It's the name of the classic West Montgomery tune that was an ode to that of the organ, guitar, and drum trio. A classic arrangement that has given birth to many great groupings over the years. The latest grouping comes from one New Haven, Connecticut native, guitarist Ed Cherry. His latest album for the Cellar Music Group is titled, Are We There Yet? Now that question is answered with the assist of Kyle Kohler and Byron Landham. They get additional help on the album from vibraphonist Monty Croft. I haven't said that name in a while. Good to see him back at it. Anyway, Ed pays homage to the great Wes Montgomery with his interpretation of one of his classics, Mr. Walker. It's time to answer that question. Are we there yet? With Ed Cherry landing in the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Soul in the music. Yes, it is. This one here is on the Cellar Music Group. Are We There Yet? The name of the album from guitarist Ed Cherry He slips to the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All righty. Thank you, Brother Bass. Well, family, be sure to stay connected with the countdown on social media. Links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, Alabama native, flautist, and educator Kim Scott has definitely found a way to make contemporary jazz flute relevant, soulful, and groovy. She's living proof that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Kim is the product of parents with musical talent. Her mother, Belinda Floyd, was a pianist and vocalist who taught music in the Birmingham City School System. Her father, Albert Felder, toured as saxophonist and vocalist with the Dynamic Soul Machine, a group signed to Stax Records back in then segregated Memphis, Tennessee. She pairs her accomplished classical and jazz chops with an impressive list of guest talent on her latest release for the Inner Vision label. Contributions include guitarists Jonathan Butler and Blake Aaron, and her fellow female flautists Althea Renee and Reagan Whiteside stopped by as well on this latest one. From flautist Kim Scott, her fifth outing for the Inner Vision label is called Shine, and it's in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yep, there it is. Flautist Kim Scott with her latest effort for Inner Vision. It's called Shine, and it's in at number 8 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, family vocalist and songwriter Lindsay Webster has finally let the world know exactly who she is. Her 6th album and latest release for Shaunakki showcases that she's grown, she's sexy, and she's resilient. Lindsay says, quote, "I think that the pandemic really forced me to look inward, giving me deeper insights into who I am, which made it easier for me to say what I was feeling in these songs. I reached a new level of not caring if what I said might offend someone," end quote. Yeah, I think we all have gotten to that point, right? Well, in addition to her longtime songwriting partner and keyboardist Keith Slattery, Lindsay also recorded this album with assistance from Nicholas Payton, Lenny Castro, Nathan East, all just to name a few. Now, this is the most personal album she's ever written. It's Lindsay Webster with Reasons, re-entering into the number 7 position this week. Here on The Cool.
What does it mean when it feels perfect? Like you really know you found the one. I could have sworn the last guy would be worth it. But just as quickly as he came, then he was gone. Now could it be I'm overthinking? If he doesn't text and when he doesn't call, or is it he just can't say what it is? Well, after all this back and forth on second thought, I didn't mean it. I know I told you every day that I feel connected. I didn't mean it. I know I said that I really want to spend the time. I was wrong. I didn't anticipate such strong attraction. Playing with these idle hands, 'cause you know I spend all my time at home alone, so you can't blame me if I fell a little fast, 'cause there are things I'm overlooking, like your tendency to not let me get by.
What about me, babe?
It's as if you just don't understand how it goes. So baby, maybe you should stop wasting my time. We'll be right back.
goes through that contemporary indie R&B soul type vibe. Good music nonetheless. Lindsey Webster here on Shaniqui Records. The album is called Reasons, and it re-enters in the number 7 position here on our survey.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brother Bass. Well, for the better part of 3 decades, pianist, keyboardist, organist Bobby Lyle has been a permanent fixture in jazz. His name is recognized pretty much around the world, but the Memphis-born, Minneapolis-raised musician has been making the most of the roots he's planted in Houston, Texas, in the last decade or so. He's become an integral part of the local music scene there and was even honored with his own day by Houston Mayor Anise Parker back in 2012. Well, we catch up with Mr. Lyle on his latest effort for the New Music Warrior label. And the guest list on this project is incredible, with folks like Stanley Clark, Lenny Castro, Gerald Albright, Everett Harp, Paul Jackson Jr., Nathan East, Marion Meadows. Wow. Well, you get the idea. It's the latest here from keyboardist Bobby Lyle. It's called Ivory Flow, and it's in the number 6 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Yeah, man, it's pianist keyboardist Bobby Lyle. His latest effort can be found on New Music Warrior. It's called Ivory Flow. Moves up a bit to take the number 6 spot on this week's survey. That just about brings us to the halfway point, but do stick around. We've got much more coming your way. We'll find out who's in that top spot as well when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.
You're listening to KWMR, Point Reyes Station and Bolinas. Tess Shahadi of Inverness, lifelong KWMR member, says, no bones about it. KWMR Community Radio is doggone good.
Media support for KWMR is provided by the Point Reyes Light, family-owned since 1948. Information on classified subscriptions, advertising, and more at ptraiselight.com or at 415-669-1200.
Well, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. Next to Kyle LaRue, my name is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. Well, we get things started on the second half here with another OGD project. Now, this one comes from a guitarist who's fresh off of tour, opening up for Steely Dan, of all people, guitarist Dave Stryker. Now, for this studio recording, he once again spends time with organist Jared Gold and drummer McClinty Hunter. They present 8 original compositions, which include the title track of the project, which is dedicated to Stryker's former boss, Jack McDuff. And then they also revive a standard in the tune I Should Care. The music here was birthed out of an opportunity to string performance. You see, after having not performed together in 8 months, that opportunity put Dave in the perfect headspace to compose. Well, he takes things up another notch and decided that they would go into the studio, record live with just 1 take per song. No overdubbing. How crazy is that, right? Let's go ahead and get into this. The album is called Prime from guitarist Dave Stryker. It debuts in the number 5 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. and every album just takes it up another notch. This one is on his own recording label, which is called Strike Zone Records. Guitarist Dave Stryker with Prime debuting at number 5 here on our survey.
All right, Bass, thank you so much. Well, guitarist, composer, producer Nils has had a pretty cozy relationship with the Billboard Jazz charts, for good reason. His previous project, Caught in the Groove, featured four, count them, 4 tracks released as singles, all going to number 1 on the charts. The album itself remained at number 1 on the smoothjazz.com chart after its release for a record-breaking 54 weeks. All this activity ultimately making Nils Billboard's number 1 smooth jazz airplay artist of the year for 2021. And now Nils is back with a new collection of cool tunes, surprisingly joyful, bluesy, infectious, and funky in terms of its expression when you consider what he was dealing with on a personal level while trying to get this project done. This one's dedicated to the memory of his late father, Kurt Gipner. The latest here from Nils is called Cool Shades. You'll find it on Baja TSR and in the number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. joyous and upbeat. It's Nils, his latest effort for Baja TSR. It's called Cool Shades, and it slips just a bit to take the number 4 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to catch us on demand throughout the week, wherever you enjoy podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere, from Stitcher Radio to Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, in the 3 spot this week is 23-year-old Boogie Down Bronx native vocalist and Verve recording artist Samara Joy. What a breath of fresh air she has been to music overall as she swings in the style of the vocalese. With her recent Grammy win, she opened the eyes of many young folk out there, showcasing that jazz is still a viable genre of music to perform. Samara's debut album is called Linger a While for Verve Records, and it was recorded at the Searsound Studios in New York with an exceptional grouping of musicians, with Pasquale Grasso on guitar, Ben Patterson on piano, David Wong on double bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. They move through a few classics from that of Monk, Fats Navarro, and even George Gershwin. One of the highest selling albums on Billboard over the past month. Here is songbird Samara Joy with Linger a While. She holds steady in the number 3 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I'm in a mess, I guess. I'm in an awful stew. My baby's gone and left me. So what can I do? I'm in a mess, I guess. I'm in an awful way. He packed his bag and left me just the other day. We were all so happy. Cooey said, I'm leaving. I couldn't believe what I had heard. So I'm in a mess, I guess. And I'm in an awful spot. If I don't find another, I'm gonna blow my top.
She can sing, she can sing. Yeah, you got to put a long A on that bad boy. Samara Joy, Linger a While, it's on Verve Records, holding on to the number 3 position this week here on our survey.
Thank you, brother man. Well, guitarist, composer, bandleader, and educator Adam Hawley has been what they call a guitarist to the stars, appearing with a literal who's who of artists in a wide variety of musical genres. he's been equally, if not more, impressive as a leader. Well, in a recent interview, Hawley was asked what advice he would give to up-and-coming musicians, especially those playing jazz. In addition to placing oneself in the company of like-minded people moving toward a positive goal, he also said, yeah, play the politics game.
A lot of people always, it's kind of a negative thing they bring up, like, oh, it's all political, it's all who you know. And my response is, yes, that's exactly what it is. So you have to build your network, and really, even if you're not a people person, force yourself to be a people person and get out there, you know, rub elbows, whether it's in person or virtually via, you know, social media or email or what have you. Because it really is your network is what's going to set you up for success going forward.
Adam Hawley is joined by some serious A-list talent on his fourth release as a leader, including Steve Cole, Vincent Ingala, Julian Vaughn, and others. You'll find this one on his own label, MBF Entertainment. It's guitarist Adam Hawley with his latest, Rising Up. And it's in the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Guitarist and composer Adam Hawley right there. His latest for MBF Entertainment's called Rising Up, and it moves up to take the number two spot on this week's survey. Well, Brother Bass, as we come down the home stretch, looks like we've got a new number one to celebrate this week.
Yes, well, saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin. Man, oh man, what an amazing story she has. That leads me to the thought of what is for you is for you. No one or nothing can keep you from attaining it. You see, back in 2020, Lakeisha released a lauded album exploring the music of the Coltranes. That next year, she was driving home from a performance in Cleveland when her car slid off the highway, flipped, and caused her to break three ribs, leaving her with a concussion and a broken jaw. Do you realize how much jaw you have to use in blowing a saxophone? Lord have mercy. Well, Lakeisha credits her toughness, being from Washington Heights, New York, for getting her through. This new album comes with the production expertise and guidance of drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, whom Lakeisha met back in 2010 on tour. Yeah, it's a celebration of the greatness of women here in Women's History Month. It is saxophonist Lakeisha Benjamin with Phoenix taking over as our brand new number one entry here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Turn the page and start. Yeah.
I think it's time for us all to dig a little deeper into her discography and playing. I'll post up some video on our social media handles, man. Lakeisha Benjamin, blowing the heck out of that saxophone. Phoenix is the name of the album. It's on the Whirlwind label, and it is our brand new number one entry this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, man, we have counted them down from 10 to 1 and had a whole lot of fun doing it. That is going to put a wrap on the countdown for this week. Do catch us on demand and spread the word. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. And you can stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right, and you can stay connected with The Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and produced by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, enjoy your weekend. This is Marcella Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.
Chained. I watched ships pull up on shore. Worked and played, lived and died. Valleys deep and mountains high. Don't say you don't need me anymore. 'Cause I ain't going nowhere. 'Cause I'm right where I belong. I don't have to love it and I don't have to leave it. Ain't no stranger here. I'm your native son. Sailor, servant, slave, all the blood and sweat I gave. I sang songs of home I left behind. My head's been beaten, my soul's been spent, my taxes taken, my back's been bent. No one ever paid me any mind. And I ain't going nowhere, 'cause I'm right where I belong. I don't have to love it and I don't have to leave it. I ain't no stranger. And took, but I always found another way. Burned in the factory, fall in the streets, hung from the bridges and died to speak. I brought you everything you have today. And I ain't going nowhere, 'cause I'm right where I belong. I don't have to love it and I don't have to leave it. Ain't no stranger here. I'm your native son. Stranger here, I'm your native son. I'm your brother, I've been beaten and mistreated. I'm your daughter, I've been lied to, I've been cheated. I'm the one they call now when everything's in pieces.
that you thought you never needed. I ain't going nowhere, 'cause I'm right where I belong. I don't have to love it, and I don't have to leave it. I ain't no stranger here, I'm your native son. Ain't no stranger here, I'm your native son.